Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Dear self, when was the last time you used the word thanksgiving without referencing to the holiday? Yes, it is appropriate that you give thanks at the dinner table, but this easily becomes a formality void of real affection. Thankfulness is the joyful and humble response of a heart that has been transformed by grace. The psalmist calls us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise, which is a call to approach God in gratitude. Why is that? He points to three realities: because God is good, because God is loving, and because God is faithful. A good theologian is thankful, and until you know these truths, you are likely to feel entitled and deserving. How do you know God to be good, loving, and faithful? These attributes were put on display most beautifully in the gospel. God is good, loving, and faithful by not giving you what you deserve, judgment, and by lavishing on you grace unmeasured. He is good and loving in saving us from sin and judgment, giving us hope and life, and adopting us as his own. He is faithful to his word and his promise to us, that he will not count our sins against us and will continue the work he began.